Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com, or you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Today is August the 25th. 236th day of the year, remaining 119 days. I thank God for another day to be in the land of the living, but the year is really going by really, really fast. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully this will not be your last time, if it's your first time, and thank you for those of you who faithfully follow A Voice of a People, okay? Thank you so very, very much. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, at 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, at 582 Lee Street. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce. September the 17th will be the next one. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So if you have need of free produce or know of someone else who does, please share this information with them. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Number 740-262-0939. I have a couple announcements. Caledonia is on the map for entertainment at 1536 Whetstone River Road, North Caledonia, Ohio, at terradice.org if you want the website. This Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m., the Bones of Cincinnatus, trombones from Cincinnati, playing classics to rock. From what I understand, that may be the last entertainment that they will be having. And not only that, they have a farmer's market every Saturday from 10 to 1 in Caledonia. Second announcement I have, we will be celebrating our 41st annual Popcorn Festival here in Marion, Ohio. It begins with a parade on September the 8th, and it begins at 6 p.m., where people line the streets with their lawn chairs the night before. So it's always a big event here in Marion, Ohio. Popcorn Festival, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay, now, I have a thought for today I like to start my show off with. I don't know what's going on with the live camera at this time, but hopefully it'll come back up. Maybe I can get it back up. I don't know. But I'll kind of work on it. Alrighty, let me get with my thought for today. This thought is titled Attachment. The root of suffering is attachment. You have created a space in your mind that holds a person or object as part of you. When that person or object is criticized, neglected, or not with you, you feel pain in your mind and you experience a sense of loss. If you want to be happy, you must learn to love and appreciate while remaining independent. And that is one of the best thoughts I have heard in a long time. And I know every day that I'm on the air, the Lord gives me excellent thoughts for today. But remaining independent and being happy and content in your own space, even when you're not with someone. And sometimes we just give too much of ourselves to other people. And when they are gone from our lives, like this thought says, when you're criticized, neglected, or they're not with you, you feel pain in your mind and experience a sense of loss. But you know, you're the greatest loss that you can lose. So let's hold on to our independence, no matter what situation we are in. Consider that thought. Now, I'm going to turn my attention to my daughter while I work on the live Facebook Live scene, okay? My daughter, Dacia Wade, she has her own little program called End Time Mysteries Revealed. She is really into the end times, and God really shares some extraordinary things with her from the scriptures. And she's been with me for a few years now, probably, what, 5 or 6 years now, right? This is our 8th year celebration, so it's been quite a while she's been with me. But some of the every time she leaves here, she leaves my mouth wide open with some of the things that the Lord has shared with her about the end times. Giants and all those type of things, you know what I'm saying, that started in the beginning. So how are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are so, so welcome. So introduce yourself to those who may not know you.
Well, I'm Dacia Wade. I was born and raised in Marion, Ohio. I started studying Revelation and the end times probably about 2002, 2003. And it's just intrigued me, and it, I don't know, it makes me happy to be able to see the current events and line it up with the things that are being talked about in the Bible.
So what do you want to share with us today?
Well, like I said, since I've been on this broadcast with you, with A Voice of a People, I've been talking about current events and where they line up in the Bible. And just to give you guys a couple of things that I have talked about, I've talked about a utopian city that is supposed to be being built, or plans are being made by the CEO of Walmart somewhere in the deserts. I've talked to you guys about the giant that is supposed to come to a few cities worldwide. And I've talked about the moon that I've seen, and just some things that I've seen in with my own eyes, and some things that I have seen on the news and things like that, and in the paper, and how it lines up with the Word of God. So today, I want to talk to you guys about the Birmingham Commonwealth Games that happened this year in Birmingham, England. It reminded me of the Hunger Games movie. The Hunger Games, if anyone has seen it or has not seen it, it's about these Commonwealth states or countries or whatever, and they all come together to get these, have these games, but basically they take them out into the middle of nowhere in like this forest, and they end up having to fight for their lives out there, and only one, it's only supposed to be one winner out of there, but you know, they have all these different destructive things and how to survive, and they have sponsors and things and everything like that. So if you haven't seen that, you could watch that, because before every event they had this big ceremony up with the people that was contesting, and they would come in on like these horses and chariots and stuff, and like this big thing in the movie. So the other day it had been brought to my attention that they do this in real life. I didn't know that all these years, but they do have the Commonwealth Games. And this last one, it was the largest one ever. It had a total of 218 medals. It took place over 11 days, and there was over 5,000 contestants in this arena. Some of the games that they had included beach volleyball, aquatics, a triathlon, table tennis. It's like an Olympic game or whatever. So this opening ceremony that they had this year, you can look this up on YouTube under the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. But this opening ceremony this year, they are calling this opening ceremony the Worship of Baal in the Tower of Babel.
What a title, huh?
Now, this is coming from the people that are talking about it on YouTube after it has happened and everything. So, basically, this ceremony, it opens up, and it shows, like, this video, and it shows, like, these stars falling out of heaven, and they're calling them the dying stars, and they're coming
like from, the stars in the sky. Yeah.
Yeah, like the stars in the sky. They're falling out of heaven.
Right.
And so they hit the earth in this opening ceremony. It was just so freaky.
Wow.
Because I've been talking about the fallen angels, and I've been talking about how they're supposed to come back and everything, and now they're showing it at this opening ceremony. So they hit the earth, and these people are in their houses, and okay, so as they hit the earth, there's like this light, like almost like an explosion. So they see the light, and this girl, she sees the light while she's watching her TV. She goes out her door, and when she goes out her door, she finds the star. She picks up the star. She starts praying to the star. She starts worshiping the star. And then her and the star basically became one. Now, this is so scary because we know that these spirits need what? A body.
Right, right.
We know they need a body. So mm-hmm. This is like, the way they just show this is just so significant to what the word of God is saying is going to happen.
Right.
You know, like
right.
The days of Noah, which is what I've been talking about for the last 2 years.
Right.
The days of Noah. In the days of Noah, the same things are going to happen. Well, the watchers or the angels that was of heaven left their estate, came down here, had sex with women, and created these giants that we call Nephilim today.
Right.
So, but the punishment of the whole punishment, the Nephilim, well, not the Nephilim, which was the giants, they were bound to the earth, which became the evil spirits of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that came from heaven, they were chained back up into outer darkness, which is in the sky. So these are the stars that we look at every night.
Right.
So
right.
These stars are supposed to come back to earth. But in this video, the girl finds a star. She starts talking to the star, she starts praying to the star, she becomes one to the star, and then they take it off of her. Now, they're in this, like, city place, and this bull is enraged in the city because the people won't come together. So this bull, it has this armor on it, and it's enraged, and it's going off through the city. Now, the thing about this bull is, it is a 3-tier tower high bull. It took them 10 months to build this bull. It is huge. It is so big. And it's like bleeding. It was like bleeding. It was red. And you know, this is very significant because
the red bull that they talk about also coming in Israel in the last days, right?
Yes. Not just that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yes. Supposed to be a sign at the end times.
But
know?
Not just that. Well, when when Moses went up to the mountain and the people thought that he was taking so long, what mm-hmm. did they do?
They built that golden calf. They had Aaron build them that golden calf and worship.
And worship that
in revelry.
Calf. So in this ceremony, they show like every tongue, kindred, and language and people coming to this bull, worshiping this bull. But before they did that, the bull was out of control. They couldn't control the bull. So the girl that worshiped the fallen angel or the fallen star,
mm-hmm.
the girl that found that, she comes up and she can tame the bull. The bull bows down to her. The bull does this with her. And she walks off with the bull and all of this stuff. And she's holding that star in her hand. So mm-hmm. letting you know that her and that star has become one.
Right. Which is so symbolic of so many things to come. You know, and it's like man is trying to take this shortcut to bring Christ back even faster, you think?
Well, see, there's supposed to be signs.
Yes. And wonders.
There's signs in the sky.
Yes.
There's going to be signs in the earth.
Yes.
Yes. Because, see, what happened before will happen again.
Right.
And even though they were over there in England, but you're thinking, people from all over the world were there. They had every culture there. They had every, even people that's not in the Olympics, they were there worshiping this bull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and So anyway, another thing that they called the ones that fallen, they called them dreamers also.
Okay.
Now, who did they call a dreamer?
Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer.
So that's like a blasphemy. That is almost like a spit in the face, because Joseph was the dreamer.
Yes,
he was the one that interpreted the dreams. He was the one that saved.
Right. The nation.
All the nations.
The world.
Yes, he did. He saved the whole world from the famine. He saved everybody.
Yes, he did.
According to people's dreams and also his own dreams.
Right, and it also depicts his father and brothers bowing down to him.
Yes.
Yes.
And so this is just like blasphemous all the way through. Now, towards the end of this ceremony, this bull, like after everybody stopped fighting in the world or whatever and all came together, the bull like bowed down and started crying, but it started crying blood.
What did that mean? Do you know what that meant?
I don't even know what that means. It's satanic. I know that much, but it started crying blood. And so after it started crying blood, the people had went up to him, was just like rubbing all on it and everything like that. And after they did
An empathy and sympathy for the bull, right?
After they did that, the bull turned white. The eyes was not red anymore. The body was not showing the red light anymore. Like it was a sign of light now.
Right, right.
It was evil and red. Now it's a light. Dark. So it made me think of the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The armor came off and now it's showing this, but it's reverse of what God is. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's showing something that is not God as God.
Right, right.
The bull, the calf, Baal.
Like worthy of the lamb. Worthy is the lamb to be worshipped and adored.
The bull, the calf. Well, the calf.
Right.
In Exodus.
The golden calf, yes.
Then you got this bull that they got.
Right.
But that also, from the beginning too, was Baal worship.
Yes, yes.
So now they're trying to bring Baal worship back significantly.
Yes, they are. Jonathan Cahn has been talking about that, yeah.
What was he saying about that?
Baal worship. He said that they had this image on that. They do put on the Empire State Building, because you know they put the heart on there for Valentine's and all that type of stuff with the lighting, and they had this image of Baal, which you can find that on YouTube also. And he was talking about Ishtar the Gate was in England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like over
this
there
is where they were
in Babylon, yes, and places like that. So he was talking about the rise of the worship of Baal. He talked
yes,
about it. Yes,
and that's what's going on right now. In so many different ways. They're fighting it. What were they doing with Baal and Baal worship? They were sacrificing their children. Now, people was out here losing their mind because they take abortion rights away.
But they
don't even realize that that is Baal worship.
True. Yeah. They're trying to find an ends to a means by sacrificing their own children and not realizing it. Well, if you're not in the Word of God and you really don't take root in the things or believe, see, this is goes back to faith. This goes back to belief. And you don't believe, well, you can't be grounded and rooted in the Word of truth. And people just do anything and think it's okay because we serve a God of love.
And a God of wrath.
Yeah, and they don't think that, you know, God would use wrath against them to hurt them or send them to hell like, you know, what we teach in the church. I'm just really serious about it. Everybody thinks they're going to heaven. They do.
Well,
a lot of people, but go ahead.
But he is also a God of wrath.
Yes, he is.
He's a God of life and death.
But if I don't really believe that in my mind, maybe I'm losing my mind. I'm just being in opposition to what you're saying. And if I really don't believe that, then I feel that everything is accessible for me and for me to do.
Anything. But the end thereof is destruction.
Yes. There you go.
It is there for you.
Right. You have the opportunity to do what
today
you want.
Today I put before you life and death.
Yes.
Choose what?
Life.
Okay. So absolutely. It is there for us.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's there for our destruction.
Yes. Woo. You bringing some good hot stuff this morning, girl. Talk about the worship of Baal.
Because that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so... Now, the ceremony was 3 hours long.
Wow.
I turned it off.
Before the games even began?
Before the games even began. And I was like fast-forwarding and trying to see what... Like, you know, I didn't want to watch all of that because, you know, don't nobody want to see that. For real. I don't want to see nobody worshiping no bull. So... Okay.
But it played right into what you
did. The days of Noah.
End time mysteries revealed. Yes.
It came right into what I talk about all the time.
Full circle. Yeah.
Yes, it did. And with the utopian city, with the giant that's coming, with me talking about the unfinished pyramid that Nimrod supposed to be coming back.
Oh, yeah. You talked about so many things this year.
To put the cap on. With that unfinished pyramid, which is the Tower of Babel that God stopped the building of.
Right, right.
Okay, so we talked about that before. And then now we have, at the end of this ceremony, they got this pyramid with that all-seeing eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people gathering around this pyramid of every tongue, kindred, and language, just like the Tower of Babel.
Right.
So this ceremony was basically a sign for the world to come together again, as in a new world
order.
Order.
And we've heard many things about that. The daddy of George Bush, he was the first one who started that new world order when they were over there fighting in Iraq.
Yes.
Iraq, mm-hmm. You know. And what was that campaign he sent, shock and awe, something. Well, that might have been George Bush's terminology of the little war he did. Remember, he said shock and awe, and his dad said he had another term for his, and he went over there and did what he was going to do and came on out. But George Bush, that was the longest war we had been in, and I don't know when. Remember that? Shock
mm-hmm.
and awe. Yeah, we shocked and awed, all right. Can't even get out of there, right? So
still over there.
Right, and we're still experiencing things as far as new world order. Yes, we are. Because, you know, we just came through what, COVID? We're
yes.
still, it's still around. And a lot of things were changed. You know, so that started anew.
Yes, it did. A new world.
Right. New world.
It started a new world. So anyway, this this tower at the end mm-hmm. of this ceremony, it was just basically like flashing lights. This eye is up there blinking and looking all around. And it's like, oh my goodness.
The one seeing
the
eye.
The one eye, the all seeing eye. So the cat was on the pyramid.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yep, it was on there because it was connected.
Mm.
So this goes back in, like, over the last, what, 4 months? I've been talking about these things. And
yes.
Now here I've seen this. So this kind of, like, brought this all the way, like, full circle for me and what I have been seeing and what the Lord has been showing me through these current events. And lining them up with his word.
The all-seeing eye. So, in the... Have you talked about, since you've been on the air today, about what the all-seeing eye represents?
The all-seeing eye is... From my understanding, it represents the secret societies or the a secret. To me, it represents something secret that don't nobody know, but it's like everywhere, like the Illuminati, which is still under. I think all of that is under Nimrod. So I think the all-seeing eye represents the Antichrist.
And the Masons? Because they're a secret society.
But they're all a cult.
Okay.
So a cult all leads to one place. But I do believe that the all-seeing eye represents the Antichrist. The one to come.
And that's also on the dollar bill.
And that's also on the dollar bill.
With the uncapped
pyramid.
Yes. With his head off. In other words, the head is not on the top.
The cap
he never finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Tower
the first
of Babel.
Pyramid.
Yeah, it was never finished.
Yep.
Hmm. Wow.
And then they, you know, they had came together thinking they was going to go up there and dethrone God. That's why they was building it. Talking about he wasn't going to, Nimrod, talking about he wasn't going to let the Lord flood the earth.
Destroy.
To destroy the people no more.
Well, that's pretty brazen, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had got so high up there, they had started shooting arrows up there, according to the book of Enoch. No, the book of Jasher.
Mm-hmm.
According to the book of Jasher, they were shooting arrows up there, and the Lord was sending them back down with blood on them.
Hmm.
Making them think.
How do you kind of internalize that or explain that or what that really means to our society today about trying to dethrone God and have our own selfish ways? Can you think of some examples or that we're doing today as people? You know, it's not really necessarily have to be people in the church, or it could even be people in the church, because now, you know, it seems like a lot of people don't want to go to church because they're looking at the church as some type of institution that they don't even want to belong to or be a part of, or, you know, as a body of baptized believers in Christ. So we have all of these different types of worship, like you're saying, and different types of cults and religions. And where is all this headed to, you think?
To me, in my opinion, I think it's all heading to the revealing of the Antichrist.
And definitely the hastening, the speeding up of the Lord Jesus' return.
Oh, yes, because that's what they're trying to do.
Trying to make him come back?
I think so. Well, in Exodus 32, we can go there and see what happened with them when
Let's go
when
there.
They thought Moses was taking so long. Okay, it says, and when the people, 32:1, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down, what are they saying about the Lord? What's taking him so long? He ain't here. Oh.
He ain't coming.
When they see the Lord is delayed to come down, because he said he's coming back, right?
Right.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as of this Moses shall the man that brought us up out of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand, and was fashioned it with a graven tool, and after he had made it, a molten calf. And they said, these be the gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. So they called this calf the Lord. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be the gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone. Let me go.
Who said
Whoa,
that?
Whoa, this is God talking. That my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation. I'll take care. I'll kill them all and start another nation through you. Now, they want to play with him? That's what they're trying to do.
I don't think that ever even crossed my mind like you put that. They're saying God's taking so long to come back, he's not coming back. Because they've been saying this since Christ ascended up to heaven after he was crucified.
Now what they done did, they done went and did what Israel did.
You know, I never put those two together. That is something else. Boy, is that eye-opening.
The Lord, that's why this is happening now. Because it happened once. It got to happen again. But we have who? Jesus Christ.
Yes, we do.
As our intercessor.
Yes, we do.
So instead of Moses saying, oh, no, Lord. Oh, no, Lord. No, Lord, right?
Right.
Don't go down there and destroy the people. Right. Remember your promises you gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Oh. Don't go down there and destroy your people.
Oh, my.
And this is what he's saying right now.
That is so powerful. Oh, my. My, my, my.
He said, don't count my slackness as slackness. But my slackness is so that all men may come to repentance and none be lost.
That is so powerful.
So when you see these things, it's time to repent.
Yes.
Because time is winding up. We back at the beginning. Exodus.
Girl, like I say, I feel like doing the Holy Ghost dance. That is so powerful. It just is. Wow.
Yes. They said he's taking too long. But see, it took an intercessor. Moses was their intercessor at that time.
Yes, he was.
It took that intercessor to stop the Lord from destroying all of them, every last one of them, right then. And it's taking our intercessor for the Father not to come and destroy all of us right now. What'd he say? If I take my breath back to myself, all men will fall dead at the same time.
You know how fragile we are. And he remembers that we are but dust.
Amen. Amen.
But dust.
Amen.
Wow. What a nugget you have left here once again. And we're just in the first hour.
I know.
What a nugget. Oh, my. Well, Daisy will be on for the next hour coming up. From 11:15 until 12 noon. So get your notebooks out so you can take notes. Let your friends and whoever else you want to get a hold of, because these are some powerful events that are evolving in our midst. And maybe some of us are not aware of their implications, how they relate to the end times or Christ returning. And like she has left this nugget with us, how Moses was an intercessor for Israel, the Hebrews, and how Christ is our intercessor.
Amen.
And slowing down God's wrath
against us
to come, because we're so stiff-necked and hard-headed, just like those people he led across the Red Sea. They forgot all those miracles God had performed.
No. They said, oh, here you go, God.
they forgot what he had done for them. Let us not forget where God has brought us from and brought us to, the miracles he has performed, the lives he has spared, the sicknesses and the diseases he has healed us from. Our children and grandchildren are still in our midst. What a blessing. You know, all the honor and glory and power and dominion forever goes to our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, because he is our intercessor, our standby. He's by our side all the time. So as we close up this hour, please do not hesitate to return back at 11:15. We'll still be live on Facebook. I got my camera working, praise God, because I had lost it to begin, but we're ready, and we will be ready to start it up at 11:15. And maybe you'll get to see my face then, right? But, Daisy, thank you so much. How powerful. Girl, I'm telling you, just, woo, always, always.
God.
Yes, it is him. It is him. And he's letting us know, you know, if it wasn't enough for Christ, we would be gone.
We would.
We would be gone. Wouldn't be sitting here begging and pleading and skinning and grinning and think we're getting away with something and he don't see us, he don't hear us. Mm. And a lot of that is based on our ignorance.
Yes, it is.
And that's willful ignorance. You know, just do not want to believe the truth, don't want to see the truth, and think that we know within our own selves, that, you know, our little minute minds and our thinking, we think that it's high above the highest intelligence, but it's not. It just is not. This is a time to be humble. All these things are on TV. I looked up that, what you're talking about, that open for the sports events, and they had Duran Duran, I think. Was that the group they had?
Yep.
Duran Duran was the first one I looked at, and then it leads right into the rest of it. And I was really taken by that. And for those who can't be here for the next 45 minutes, Stacey, would you want to leave something with them?
Just pay attention to your surroundings. The Bible says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. When we don't know what's going on around us, we can't be oblivious to the world. If we don't know what's going on around us, we don't know what to pray for.
True. Or what to warn people against.
Or what to warn people against. Or how short time is. We don't know what's going on. We just going about our life. We ain't watching the news. Ain't paying attention to none of the events that's going on in the world. And next thing you know, the day of the Lord is here. Because he said it's coming like a thief in the night. So watch and pray. And repent. Mm.
Well, you heard it from our guest today, Daisy Wade. End Time Mysteries Revealed. Such a powerful program that she has here. And we thank God for her and the things that he shares with us. And keeps us on our toes. I'm telling you, I be telling her, girl, I need you back. People need you back on here, because if God had not opened up the airways that we could be able to communicate with people about his soon return. And you know, and I tell people, I do believe that God gave me the opportunity to be a voice for the people, not just my own family or for the community and community events, but for him.
Amen.
For him. And I believe that, because along with you, we have Jeff Porter, Expressions of the Last Days, Arthur, and he's right there. You know, you're a little deeper, but he's right there too. And it had to be him. It had to be the Lord who opened up this avenue that people can hear and be aware of what's going on. And do not, you know, close your ears. But pray the Lord open your ears that you may hear what the Spirit is saying.
To the churches.
To the churches, you know, to the churches. Because from what I understand, people are in the church, but they're just in the building. They're just there. You know, it's a habit for them, and they come and feel the glory of God, but they just will not step over that threshold. They just will not walk in to what God has. They'll get a little bit, and they'll go back home, you know. They're afraid of losing what they think is more important, is their own self. They don't understand they will be gaining more than yourself, you know, mm-hmm. because who are we? What can we do without Christ?
Nothing.
Boy. Okay. We're at the end. This is our last minute and our first segment. I do pray that you did hear something that will help you to look more into the scriptures and just be more aware of what's going on. Share these things with your family, your loved ones, because just like trouble doesn't last always, this world and this system of things will not last always.
No.
It has the ultimate end coming. So we do want to be mindful of those things. And we do also want to support one another and encourage one another that these days are fastly approaching. So we should govern ourselves accordingly. You agree?
Amen.
Thank you, Dacia. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 1.